Welcome to our new Colombian and New Zealand colleagues. It's been a demanding journey for the P6 to get to the point of this REV2 proposal presented by Belgium. Our work began from the premise that it was best to build on the P6 proposal put forward under Algeria's 2020 presidency, a view regularly endorsed during Belgium's consultations in the fall. It is worth noting, however, that no delegation urged a complete copy and paste of the 2020 text, which is why our text is and remains a distinct proposal. Indeed, 2021 is not 2020, and this was made clear over the discussion during the previous weeks. Suggestions to amend the proposal have been made by various delegations, and the proposal has evolved accordingly. Naturally, it's been difficult to include in the text all suggestions, and to find the right balance where suggestions from one delegation were incompatible with those of another. REV2 offers a compromise that is imperfect but serviceable, if delegations will show flexibility. There are elements Canada preferred in the original proposal which have disappeared, and changes made to get to REV2 which we do not feel were necessary. Nonetheless, in the interest of seeing this body return to a path that could lead to actual negotiation of agreements, REV2 is fit for purpose, and we hope all delegations will concur. As Canada has long been an uber advocate, or seen as an uber advocate, of FMCT negotiations in the CD, a perception we believe to be incorrect. We are just one of many. I'd like to say a few words about the change in REV2 concerning SB2. We see in this amendment no diminishment of the salience of an FMCT as a step forward towards nuclear disarmament. Instead, we believe the door has been left open to as wide a consideration of the issue as possible through a complete compromise on the language concerning SB2's general focus. The fact is that the UN First Committee and NPT REV conferences, as a matter of fact, have repeatedly endorsed immediate negotiation of an FMCT, that considerable groundwork has been done through a GGE and high-level preparatory group to set the stage for such negotiations, and that the majority of CD members still call for an FMCT. Our belief is that a general focus on fissile materials within the SB2 will illuminate all sides of this issue, including that there is a diversity of views on whether negotiation of a cutoff treaty or a treaty with an enhanced scope is the most practical way forward. We embrace such a discussion and we look forward to it. Thank you, Mr. President, and a shout out to you and your team for getting us to where we are today in the CD with this proposal before us.